Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Career Talk with Holly Bunn. I am your host, Holly Bunn. Thank you for joining me. Career Talk is a place where we talk about the job search and how to make it through that process successfully, because the job search can be tough, and I am here to help you through that process and make it just a little easier. For those of you who don't know me, I am a resume writer, a LinkedIn profile writer, a career coach through my business, Ms. Resume Help. I have worked with some of the top staffing agencies in the industry, and designing and implementing some of the recruiting strategies for top Fortune 500 companies. I've worked directly with recruiters and hiring managers, so I've learned a little bit, and I'd like to share some of that knowledge with you. At the end of the show, I will be giving you one of my best resume tips, so stay tuned for that. And about midway, I'll be taking questions at the end of the taking questions. And if you have a question, please dial 347-857-1557, and you can press the number 1 to ask a question. So, if you missed last week's show, we talked about what to do if you've been laid off. You can catch that show by going to my archives at blogtalkradio.com/Holly Bunn and listen to episode 7, and that talks about what to do if you've been laid off. I also included some show notes from that show on my blog at msresumehelp.wordpress.com. And you can also follow me on LinkedIn to catch those show notes as well. So today, we're going to continue the conversation about a successful job search, and we're going to discuss how to earn income while looking for a job as a temporary worker or a contractor. So be sure you have your pens and paper ready, because we have a lot of information. And I'm extremely excited because I have my very first official show guest host today. Yay! I have an actual recruiter today, Patsy Silva, who is an expert in recruiting and staffing. She's been in the industry for more than 15 years, and she helps people get hired every day. So, Patsy, are you there? You may.
It's an honor to be in your show.
Awesome. Hey, Patsy, thank you so much. Why don't you tell my callers a little bit about yourself today?
Absolutely. As Holly mentioned, I've got a little over 15 years of experience as a recruiter, participating in multiple industries, including staffing and recruitment, working for some of the larger temporary and permanent placement agencies in the nation. And I've also had the opportunity to work directly for the legal industry, now being a corporate recruiter with one of the largest law firms in the state of Florida and also within the top 100 throughout the nation. And I've also had the opportunity to place candidates on a permanent and temporary basis in the telecommunications industry. So a pleasure to be here today and share some of the knowledge that I've acquired throughout the years I've gained in the recruitment industry.
That is so awesome. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to have you on the show. And so I want to jump right in. So today we're going to talk about, again, the benefits of temporary and contract work. And I know that some of our callers and some of my followers, they may have some doubts about this type of work. I've heard it all before. So, and this show today will dispel some of those doubts, as well as give some of your best tips on what they can do to prepare to land that temporary job. So some of the doubts that I've heard before is that recruiters, you know, people don't necessarily pay too much attention to recruiters because they feel like, you know, recruiters either don't care or they're salesmen trying to just get any person for the position, and it's not even a real position that they're recruiting for because it's a temporary job. You know, that's one of the myths out there. And that one of the other bigger myths is that either they'll lose their unemployment if they start temping, or they won't be able to find full-time work if they start temping, or you know, temping is not a viable solution because, it, you know, it's not a real job. Those are all untrue. Absolutely. So, and Patsy, I know you screen and talk to people, hundreds of people, every month and thousands every year. Why don't you share with some of our callers and listeners some of the top reasons or the best reasons why they should consider being a temporary worker or a contractor?
Absolutely. And Holly, as you and I know, the economy has taken a huge turn, and candidates more than ever have got to be creative and realize that being engaged in a job search is a job in itself. And one of the greatest advantages of considering and accepting temporary work while searching for a permanent position, and by the way, we as recruiters understand that over 95% of job seekers out there, their ultimate goal is to land a permanent employment opportunity. But back to one of the greatest advantages of temp work is generating money, generating income,
yeah,
while searching for a permanent job. Most organizations, despite of the industry, do hire temporary staff. One of the primary reasons is either to cover maybe a leave of absence, a medical leave. At times, organizations may acquire additional projects or client that requires a new set of hands. So there's definitely a whole lot of opportunities out there on a temporary basis. But again, primarily the ability to generate income while still searching for your dream career, your dream job, or a permanent opportunity. Secondly, and very, very important, having a temporary assignment may give you as a candidate the opportunity to keep your skills current, whether we are talking about technical skills on the IT or technology side, whether we're talking about your administrative skills, such as Microsoft Office applications. As we know, technology continues to change. And although as professionals we acquire a lot of skill sets throughout the years, we all know that it's very important to maintain those skill sets current. So when we go to an interview for a permanent position, we can confidently tell the hiring manager or the recruiter, hey, absolutely, just 2 months ago or a week ago, I finalized a temp assignment and I had the opportunity to work, for example, with Excel 2010, and I was able to create columns. I was able to finalize the project according to the employer's expectations. In third, I like for candidates to really comprehend how search firms and recruiters work. A lot of the recruiters out there are working based on commission or additional bonuses, depending on how many temps they've placed on assignment, how many career opportunities they have found for their candidates. So I highly encourage those job seekers out there listening to us today that they do partner with search firms and recruiters to identify temporary opportunities while seeking for permanent positions. It's important for the candidates out there to know that recruiters have access to hiring managers. They have developed relationships with organizations where they will gain faster access to openings, to job openings that candidates may not have access to rather quickly. And in addition to that, while seeking for a permanent position, you can discuss with your recruiter your ability to temp based on the time that you're available. And candidates also have access to interview for permanent positions while they're temping. And discussing your needs with a search firm or an agency or a recruiter will also allow you to have access to both, not just temp positions that may come in through clients, but also permanent opportunities. And I think that's very important. And lastly, as far as reasons why candidates and job seekers should consider temporary work is, hey, you have to stand out from the rest. When you enter into a temporary commitment, you are marketing yourself. You are ahead of the game because you are exposing yourself to what I like to call a working interview, where other candidates are still sitting behind the computer at home shooting out resumes. The hiring managers and the organizations are seeing you in action while you're participating on that temp assignment. And again, don't forget, you're definitely making money, which is important. You are still being exposed to industries, jobs, and it also gives you the opportunity to try it before you buy. It's good to temp. Is that where I really want to spend 40 hours a week on a long-term basis? Is this the position I want to do for the rest of my career? So those are the advantages that I consider to be a priority when you go out there and do decide to temp or do contract work while you seek a permanent position.
Absolutely. So I definitely feel like that if a person has been laid off or they're out of work, all of those reasons, just even just the exposure, the increase in your skill set, or at least to practice your skill set or polish your skill set. But most of all of these activities will help during the job search as far as being laid off. And they have enormous self-esteem and psychological benefits, because if you're working, even if it's on a temporary job, if you're working, you're building up your skill set. You're exposing yourself to, potential hiring managers. You're also looking for a full-time job. All of these will help keep your emotions in check. It will boost your self-esteem while you're searching in the job search, because it's an emotional roller coaster, especially if you've been laid off. And everything
absolutely.
That you can do,
and Holly, one more thing I'd like to add. Clearly, yeah. I've got tons of success stories that I could share with you. I know we've got limited time, but one that stands out, I recall this candidate, unemployed, walks in the office. We have a great interview, and I had the opportunity to place this candidate who was seeking long-term a marketing position. That was actually the candidate's degree. And I placed her in a receptionist position, did a fantastic job in that temp assignment. It was actually just a two-week assignment. In dealing with the professionals in that organization, she actually began a conversation with one of the hiring managers that was just walking in and, you know, his day-to-day opportunities, and he got to know her a little bit, and she explained to him that her long-term career goal was a marketing position, and he said, you know what, it's funny you say that, because I've heard wonderful things about you in the receptionist role. I had no idea that you had a marketing education, and in the next couple of weeks, we are actually going to begin our search for a marketing assistant. And Holly, needless to say, from a two-week temporary assignment at the front desk, this person was able to land a permanent opportunity in the marketing department of this organization. So this is going back to our ability to gain exposure and market ourselves and be out there gaining visibility and developing professional relationships with individuals out there so we can land a permanent position.
Absolutely. All of those are important points. That is a great story. Great story to show how something, a two-week assignment, can turn into your full-time position. And that's the whole point of this show, is to just show, you know, how viable these options are. And so I know you mentioned earlier, Patsy, that it's an employer's market right now. And that people, that what that means is that there are more people than jobs right now searching. And that means that you have to bring your A game, and that it's highly competitive out there, even for a temporary job. Recruiters and companies have their pick about who they're going to place in that position. So from a recruiter's perspective, right, because you place everybody every day in positions, thousands of people, what are some of your best tips that you can give everyone who's looking to land a temp position, or any position really, but most importantly a temporary position? What will be your best tips?
Great question, Holly, and this is very important. Having a stellar resume, candidates out there listening to us this afternoon, your resume is the key to open the door to opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
It is important that your resume is error-free. It's got to make sense. It's got to be a truth. And look at it as an investment. When you take the time to hire someone that is a skilled professional to help you build your resume, you are investing in your future. You are investing in your career. Candidates, before you get to speak with any organization, the first step that most organizations will require, most companies out there, would be a resume. Make sure it's spotless, make sure it's error-free, and I highly recommend that you seek help from a resume writer professional, that you have maybe some of your family members that are professionals and are skilled with grammar, or maybe friends that are in the human resources industry. Get your resume looked at. Again, that is the key that's going to begin to open doors for you as far as your job search. Number two,
I can help with that too.
Absolutely.
I can help with that resume. So yeah,
absolutely.
Go ahead.
As you guys know, Holly has many years of experience, and this is her expertise. Also, voicemail. As a recruiter, typically I initiate, Holly, reaching out to candidates via voicemail or email. We like to start with voicemail, and it is so discouraging to hear some of the voicemails that we come across as recruiters, inappropriate songs or a lot of noise in the background, not an appropriate greeting. So it's important that candidates are aware of the importance of updating your voicemail, having a sharp, competitive, clean resume, and also your emails. Your emails should be very professional.
Oh, yes.
And Holly, guess what? Sure. People think that an interview begins when you step a foot in the employer's lobby. The interview process, in my eyes, as a recruiter with my years of experience, begins from the moment you hit send. The quality of that resume, what your voicemail sounds like, what your email looks like in terms of grammar and communication, and also telephone interviews, which I know that can be a whole nother topic on itself.
Yeah.
But I highly, highly suggest that candidates do find a quiet spot when they are returning a phone call from a recruiter or a hiring manager or a prospect employer. Make sure that they have their A game in place, that they sound energetic, that they ask appropriate questions. But primarily, if you're looking for the opportunity to land a temporary position, again, or even permanent, have your resume ready, get the help of a professional like Holly, that's very important. Your voicemail needs to be nice and clean and professional. Your emails, error-free. And if you're participating in telephone communication, make sure that you're at the right setting at the right time and your communication is clear and energetic.
These are all great, because even I've heard the stories, right, in my life in the staffing agency, staffing and recruiting business, where, you know, an email, just an email address can disqualify you. You know, my advice is always, as far as the email address, make sure it's professional with first and last name if you can secure it. You know, Gmail, Outlook, me.com, all of any platform that will, you know, live, Yahoo, wherever you can grab your first and last name as an email address is really easy. And I like using that because it's easy to remember your name and you don't have to fumble to try to figure out the person's email address if you know first and last name. So everybody probably can figure out what my email address is at anyoftheproviders.com. Just a little bit of trivia there. So if you know my first and last name, you got it. You don't have to guess. You don't have to go back and refer to it. And then, so, you know, for all those folks out there who have personal emails, and I always tell in my workshops, you know, touchdownking64 or diamondprincess@gmail.com, probably shouldn't use that for your job search. You know, James Smith, Bob Lewis at, you know, gmail.com, those are the emails that you want to use. And then make sure, like Patsy said, read, reread, and read again out loud your email before you send it to ensure that you don't have any errors. because an email is like your resume. If you have one error in it, it can create an image that you are careless or that you don't take the time to proofread. And if you do that in an email, you'll probably do that on the job. While this may not be true, this is the impression that you're setting for the person reading it for the first time. So I totally co-sign with everything that you're saying, because I'm sure you've seen it, and I've definitely seen it, where something as simple as that can disqualify candidates in the job search. So awesome. We're at a point where we can take some questions, and I don't see any hands raised, and I don't see any number ones being pressed on the line. So if you do have a question, or you're calling in, or you're listening online, you can still call 347-857-1557. Press the number one to ask a question. But I do want to share a little bit of a did you know or do you know for anyone thinking about temporary work. So there are two points. One is that you are eligible for health benefits as a temporary worker. Most often, if you temp through an agency, you can work a number of hours, probably somewhere around 500 hours, which is somewhere around 3 to 4 months as a temp at 40 hours a week. If you work that number of hours, you can get health benefits through the agency. And it works just like any other full-time position. You have a deductible, it comes out of your paycheck, and then you can go to the doctor. Check that out. If you're a temp, ask about it as soon as you sign on. And then certainly the second point is that a lot of people don't know is that usually, now this is on average, 3 to 4 months into you taking a temporary assignment, employers must make a decision with the temp agency whether to keep you on or to keep going as a temp or hire you. A lot of times they'll have this agreement with them. Sometimes it's 6 months, sometimes it's a year. But there is a checkpoint at a point where you have that assignment that the employer must make a decision to hire you or not. And I say this because this is an opportunity for you to target, okay, I know, and ask about it. When you take an assignment, how long is the assignment, and at what point does the employer have to make this a full-time position or not? And so just something to ask your recruiter, like someone like Patsy, when you sign on, you know, so that you know what all your options are, so that you don't think that I'm losing something by going on a temporary assignment. These are all great benefits and viable options. So we're at the end of the show, and Patsy has shared some awesome tips and some awesome reasons why people should consider temporary work or contract work. So, Patsy, as an ending thought, what would you say to our listeners? What would be some of the key things they should walk away with as a result of this show?
Definitely, I want to say again that job searching is a job in itself. So be prepared. Take the time to organize yourself. I can stress enough the importance to have a resume that stands out from the rest. The market is very competitive out there, so it's important that, again, treat your job search as a job in itself. Give yourself the opportunity to explore the temporary option. It's very important to do that so you can get some income as you seek your long-term career goal. And I want to lastly share with you, be passionate about your job. Be passionate about your career. Make sure that you are seeking an opportunity that, in addition to generating an income, it's something that you just love to do. That when you get up in the morning, you say, yes, I'm excited. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to do my best. And when you're done at the end of your day, you can say, you know what? I feel satisfied, not just professionally, my employer is happy, but personally, I am delighted with what I got accomplished today. And that will take you far, not just professionally in your career, but also individually as a person.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And so I'll just take the tail end of that and say, as you're considering temporary positions, and treat it like you would a full-time job search. You're going to target those positions that match your skill set. And if you don't even know what your skill set is because you've just been through transition and you're trying to figure it out, then write them down on a piece of paper. Look at that list and go to the different agencies' websites and see what positions they have open. And even more, actually contact the agency and register and talk to the recruiter about your skill set. And if you don't know Microsoft Project, for instance, and you want to learn Microsoft Project, tell the recruiter, this is a skill I want to learn. I want jobs that are going to help me put this to use immediately. And that is, have a relationship with your recruiter at the temp agency. Tell them what you want. Tell them what your hopes and dreams are, because they're very interested in you finding a job as well as you are, right? So on my show notes, I'll share some more detail around contacting those temp agencies. But thank you so much, Patsy. I want to also just reiterate some of the points that you made about the tips. So via tasks for the week. So every show I give people tasks for the week and things they need to do in order to make their job search a little more successful. So Patsy mentioned updating your resume and making sure that it's stellar, that it's error-free. I want everyone to update your resume. That's your first task. You can contact me to help you. You can contact a family member to help you. But make sure you have a second person actually help you with that resume, because you have to bring your A game. This is not something to take lightly, because you could miss your next job as a result of it. So that's number one. Number two, look at your voicemail. If you have, you know, Drake or Lil Wayne or somebody in the background, you might consider taking that out and just have a regular voicemail with silence in the background, leaving your name or the number they contacted, instructions on how you'll get back to them, and that's it. You know, hi, this is Holly. Can't come to the phone right now. Leave a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Real simple, okay? All of the holla at me, holla back, all that stuff. No. Change that while you're in job search mode, and then change it right back if you want when you get the job, okay? But fix your voicemail if it needs to be fixed. That's number two. And number three, create a professional email or ensure that you have a professional email. I mentioned Outlook, live.com, Yahoo, Gmail, all of these services. If you go to me.com, you can get your email address with your first and last name, or first name, middle initial, last name. Try not to include a whole bunch of numbers and letters and symbols so that it's easy to remember. So those are the three things you should do this week. Update your resume, fix your voicemail, create an email. Those are the things that Patsy said that you can do to ensure that you can land that job, most importantly, that temporary job, while you're looking for the full-time job. So I have a resume tip for the week. I mentioned earlier in the show that I give you my best resume tip, and that is, so while you're updating your resume, if you have that sentence at the bottom of your resume that says, references available upon request, I would like you to remove this quick, fast, and in a hurry, because this is an outdated method of resume writing. Recruiters know that they can contact your references if they request it, so you're being Captain Obvious here, and you're wasting valuable resume space for something that you can use, like your accomplishments or a skill set that you've acquired. Put that on your resume and don't include it. So the 2015 version of that is to include recommendations on your LinkedIn profile. Now, that is a reference available upon request, okay? Now, thank you, Patsy, for being my very first guest. I thank you so much, and I'm so excited that you agreed to be my guest and share your best tips and your time with my listeners today. How should people get in touch with you if they need to talk to you or they're interested in a position?
Absolutely. You can find me on LinkedIn, Patsy Silva, and I want to wish everybody a great and successful job hunting. And Holly, thank you again for having me today in your show. It's been an honor, and look forward to hopefully participating again in the near future.
You can bet your bottom dollar I will be contacting you again. Absolutely.
Have a great day, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Patsy. And everyone, you can follow me on Mind Talk Radio. You can find links to my Facebook page and my LinkedIn blog. Have a great day. Next week's show will be How to Calculate Your Asking Salary. Know Your Worth. Very important show on how to calculate your salary. Have a great Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next week.